Coming up on episode number 997, it's time once again to go back into the Wayback Machine and travel 40 years back in time to see what songs were popular on the Billboard charts. Of course, in cover form. Yes, it's This Day in Covers, 1973, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, October 8th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbent. Welcome to another edition of This Day in Covers. This time we're going all the way back to 1973 for probably the top 16 songs, 12 of the top 16 songs anyway, that were popular then. A lot of them in cover form you'll be hearing on the show today, but one of them, and the one we're going to start with, you're going to hear the original. Now, the original song was done by Hot Chocolate and was covered later by the band Stories. I'm talking about the song all about a mixed-race couple called Brother Louie. Now, it's the Stories version that was number 16 on the Billboard charts on This Day in 1973, but as you know, I like to sometimes play the original version of songs that were more popular as covers. Now, you UK listeners might be more familiar with the Hot Chocolate version because that was the version that was more popular in the UK. It became a top 10 hit for Hot Chocolate. But out here in the US, the Stories version made it to number one. So, let's start things off with Brother Louie, the original version by Hot Chocolate.
Louie, Louie, Louie. to know that.
Well, we're in love.
Now listen, let me tell you. I don't want no spook in my family. Get it? No spook in my family.
You know what I mean. Blue and blue.
Vocals so sugary and rich you'd want to slather it on a piece of toast. That is Barry Coral from her 2004 album Confessions of an Indie Girl. I love that version of Midnight Train to Georgia right there. It's so good. You know, her voice is just so amazing. You don't even miss the pips. You don't miss anybody doing backing vocals because you just want her to do every single part of that song herself. Midnight Train to Georgia by Barry Coral from her 2004 album Confessions of an Indie Girl. Of course, the Gladys Knight and the Pips version was the one that was popular on this date in 1973. That was number 11 on the Billboard charts. Midnight Train to Georgia. So we have a little bit of skipping around here in the above 10 range. My Maria was right after that, or right before that, in the Billboard chart. It was number 12. Gear Daddy's doing a cover of that song on their 1997 album Can't Have Nothing Nice. Now, that was originally done by B.W. Stevenson, who also had the hit Shambhala. And when you kind of compare those two songs, you can see that they have a very similar genealogy, very similar style. So B.W. Stevenson, also responsible for Hooked on a Feeling. That was B.J. Thomas. B.W. Stevenson. I'm trying to remember, there was another song that was a big hit of his in the 1970s that was along the same lines. Anyway, My Maria by Ghirardelli. Right before that, China Grove by a band called the Super Doobie Brothers. They do chiptunes of Doobie Brothers songs, of course, in kind of a Mario style. That is from, as far as I know, their one and only album that came out in 2011, self-titled, and of course a cover of the Doobie Brothers. We start things off with Hot Chocolate in the original version of Brother Louie, which was a big hit, a number one hit for Stories out here in the U.S. Out in the U.K., though, it was a top 10 hit for that band right there, Hot Chocolate, who's probably best known here for You Sexy Thing, big disco hit. All right, before we get to the next set of music, let's tell you about Think Geek, thinkgeek.com. You know, Halloween's coming up, but I'd rather tell you about something that is perennially popular. Try saying that five times fast. Firefly and Serenity. You can get a ton of great Firefly stuff over there at thinkgeek.com. For example, Kaylee's parasol, Jane's hat, a vehicle decal that you can have put on your vehicle, your car or truck or whatever, that says Engineered by Firefly. Of course, t-shirts, Blue Sun, Brown Coats, Serenity schematic t-shirts, things like that, and all sorts of props and models and so much great stuff available over there at thinkgeek.com. If you are a Serenity or Firefly fan, or flan, for that matter, check it out by going to thinkgeek.com. What you need to do to start off is go to coverville.com and click on the link on the right side of the page, the Think Geek link. I'm surprised I was able to say that one okay. Click that. It'll take you over to thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses, where anything you buy helps out Coverville. So check it out. Whether you're a Firefly fan or not, check out the great deals available right now at thinkgeek.com. All right. Safe? Are we good? All right. Well, number 10 on the Billboard list was a song called Keep On Truckin' by Eddie Kendricks. I couldn't find a great cover of that song, so we're going to skip it. We're going to jump right to number 9. Helen Reddy and her original version of Delta Dawn spawned this great cover by Epic Rockstars' Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. This is from their 2004 album, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes Ruin Johnny's Bar Mitzvah, and they really, really do. Here is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their cover of Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Younger
Seriously.
Could you guys consult me when you decide to do key jumps in the future?
MJ. Yep. MJ. Well, when those clouds all disappear. MJ. You can say we're satisfied, Angel, Angel. Where will this lead us from here, Angel? Can say we're satisfied. So Angie, I still love you, baby. Everywhere I look, I see your eyes. There ain't no other woman that comes close to you. So come on, baby, dry your eyes, Angie, Angie. Where will this lead us from here, Angie? I still can say we're satisfied, and yeah, I still love you, baby. Everywhere I look, I see your eyes. And no other woman that comes close to you. So come on, baby, dry your eyes, Angie, Angie. Well, they can't say we never tried.
And when
reach, I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna climb, I'm gonna crawl.
From a collection called Oh Happy Day, which was released in 2009, that is Robert Randolph and the Clark Sisters with their cover of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. The Red Hot Chili Peppers also released a cover of that. I don't know where it landed on the Billboard charts, but of course that would have been late 80s, early 90s for that one. The Stevie Wonder version was number 5 on the charts on this day in 1973. Before that, Ramblin' Man, which was number 7. Yeah, we skipped over That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Again, couldn't find a really good version of that one. Santana's might be close. Maybe on a future show I'll bring out the Santana version of that. Ramblin' Man by Elvis Schoenberg's Orchestra Surreal, and that is exactly what they are, a very, very surreal orchestra that does these amazing lush covers with sound effects and and some great questionable vocals on that one as well. Ramblin' Man, originally by the Allman Brothers, that was originally that was number 7 in 1973. Angie by the Rolling Stones, covered by lead vocalist for the Stereophonics, Kelly Jones. Very Rod Stewart-esque voice on Kelly Jones. I like Kelly Jones' voice a lot. I really, really like that gravelly touch that that he adds to it. That comes from an uncut CD, a ride-along CD came with Uncut Magazine 1999, entitled Gimme Shelter. It was part of the Volume 2, so depending on which copy of the magazine you either got Volume 1 or Volume 2 of a set of great Rolling Stones covers. And we started things off with Delta Dawn by Me First and the Gimme Gimme, originally done by Helen Reddy, and that was number 9 in 1973. You'll find that version on the 2004 release from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes entitled Ruin Johnny's Bar Mitzvah, which is, I don't know, probably as close as you're going to come to a Me First and the Gimme Gimmes live album. It's almost like they recorded it at a bar mitzvah where they were the house band, and so you get all of the talk in between songs and the smatterings of applause. It's really, really cool. Me First and the Gimme Gimmes and their cover of Delta Dawn. Last set of music, let's rock things out a little bit with some Poison. This is from their cover album entitled Poisoned from 2007. It's a cover of Grand Funk Railroads. Railroads. Let's try that again. It's a cover of Grand Funk Railroads' We're an American Band.
Waiting for I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
and the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
I say, now who do,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
I'm a singer in a Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. When I was grown to be a man,
grown to be a man,
and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I said, now who do,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man,
grown to be a man.
I can snatch a little purity. Oh, my mama loves me,
she loves me.
And if I was president,
was the president,
the man in Congress called my name,
was the president,
I'd say, who do,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
Who do you think you're fooling?
I got the presidential seal,
was the president,
I'm up on the presidential podium.
My mama loves me, she loves me, she gets down on her knees and loves me, like she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like the rock of ages and love me. She love me, love me, love me, love me.
She love me, love me, love me, love me.
She love me, love me, love me, love me.
She love me, love me, love me, loves me.
Yes, originally by Cher covered there by Blue Suede, or I'm sorry, Blue Swede is how they pronounce that. Yeah, Blue Swede, the band that did that famous cover of Hooked on a Feeling, where they added the Ooga Chaka to the B.J. Thomas hit. You kind of hear it in there, too, with that Indian powwow noise, which is funny to hear on a song that was written by Cher talking about how they made fun of her as a kid, probably by making those same powwow noises that Blue Swede inserted into the song. You'll find that on their album Out of the Blue from way back in the 70s, Blue Swede and their cover of Half Breed. The OJs right before that, yep, the very same OJs who had hits in the 70s, weren't on the Billboard charts, but covered that Loves Me Like a Rock, complete with barbershop instruments right there for the Fighting Temptations soundtrack from 2003, of course, originally by Paul Simon, and that was the number two song on the Billboard charts on this day in 1973. Let's Get It On by Lizzie Mercier Desloux. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Some French name right there. Lizzie Mercier Desloux. That one comes from a collection called Undercover, featuring a bunch of French artists, and of course a cover of the Marvin Gaye classic. And we start things off with Poison covering We're an American Band for their cover album Poisoned, which came out in 2007, originally by Grand Funk Railroad, and that was the number four track on this day in 1973. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Excuse me. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, you've got a request, a suggestion, whatever, reach out. Reach out to me, however you'd like. You can use the email address, which is requests@coverville.com. You can call the request line, which is toll-free, 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or you can visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. You'll find that at coverville.com. You can download old shows. You can do searches for cover stories you may have missed. Or you can become a Coverville citizen and get t-shirts and DVDs. Those are going to be coming up very soon. As we hit episode 1000, we're going to refresh the DVD set. It's going to be a 6-DVD set, I believe, featuring every single episode from 1 to 1000 on a 6-DVD set. So stick around for that. That'll be coming up here in the next few weeks, along with a brand new t-shirt going out to Coverville citizens. If you want to become a Coverville citizen, visit coverville.com and look under the subscription tab to find out how you can do it. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of the show, one of the very last, actually may be the very last cover story in the current format. Oh my goodness. So check that out. That'll be on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they're timeless.
Frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.